W202. Good morning to all.
WRVV 690 Mobile.
WSEU 202 and 1 Mobile.
WRVV 690 Mobile. Station transmitting, and there is no modulation, all static. Once again, all static. WRVV 690. Maybe it's my location. So I'm going to stand by. Maybe someone else can understand you. WRVV 690, Dearborn Heights, listening.
Hey, 690. I'm getting all static myself over here in Mount Clemens area. WSBS 311.
WSF 8972. How do you read me now? 690.
Good morning, 969-70.
And WRVV 690.
That'll be 972. Over.
Sorry about that. A lot of noise inside of the van.
Roger that. Just wanted to say hello. I heard you this morning and just saying my hellos.
Roger that. We have a Mount Clemens station out there, I do believe. He was in there. I did hear him. But there's a lot of noise heading west.
Yeah, I copy that. I heard the same thing. Mount Clemens Station, if you want to step in, you can. This is WSFA 972.
Yeah, I would just let you know that that other station that was calling in, I was getting nothing but static myself.
Roger that. Okay. The lights are pretty out here this time of morning on Ford Road.
Copy that. Something like Christmas time. Huh?
Yeah, they got it really decorated out here.
Roger that. Okay, I just wanted to test out the other union. Seems I'm having a little problem with it, so I'll check it out when I get to the home base.
Yeah, copy that. You should be coming in really good there. You're closer to downtown Detroit than I am. And it's all in the antenna, probably. I don't know. I had to switch up. Stephanie will be on there a little later on. She says she's going to wait till the light, get a little more light in the house or outside. WRVV 690 Mobile, listening. And don't get no cold standing up there. That's my job.
Roger that. Well, somebody got to take over sometime, huh? WSFA 972 for identification.
Roger that. I'm
going to
make
me a big
stop
here. You guys enjoy your mornings. Be safe out there.
Oh, man.
Yes, 311. 690, yeah, it was a station that stepped over. I believe it was Mount Clemens. I did copy you, Mount Clemens. You have a 1.2 as well, sir. WSFA 972. Okay, 690, I'm going to go back in. It is getting a little nippy out here. I'm going to test that.
Copy that. There you are, VV 690, getting ready to go to McDonald's. I'm clear.
Roger that. Stay away from the onion and the quarter pounder. WSFA 92, clear and listening.
Morning, Tom. WRCY 565. Sounds like somebody could use a whole pot of coffee. WSBS 311 from WRCY 565. Where'd you go? Did you fall asleep again?
Man, I was busting my chops. Good morning, 565. I was just up getting another coffee. You're up nice and early this morning, aren't you?
My usual 5 o'clock rise and shine, even though I didn't get to bed till 1.
I don't know how you manage staying up that late. What are you doing at 1 a.m.?
Well, I'm on the couch, and I'm relaxing, and I'm playing on my tablet the card game Freecell. And I am addicted to Freecell to the point where I hate playing the game, and I can't put it down.
That's funny. I do understand that. Yeah, I had to give up the games, yeah, tabs and phones some years ago. Cause I felt like, what am I doing? But yeah, I get it. I'm afraid to even look up that game. You know, years ago, many years ago, I spent so much time, a lot with my son, playing a Call of Duty on the computer. My God, I hate to admit how many hours I got on that. A lot. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I found a game that has less, I think it's only got like three cells across the top, so it's more challenging. And the settings that you can put on there is the hardest settings I can put on there. And I, you know, there are days where I only get past maybe three or four moves from the beginning, and I'm just like, that's it. Start a new hand. But there are times where I just go nonstop and I have win after win after win, and it's like, oh boy. So over the last few months I haven't played it much. You know, especially this year with, you know, my mom's estate that we had to handle, and little bit of my health issues and other things, but yeah, just recently I started picking it up again, and last night I was playing and I was on the couch. I usually go to bed at 9, and 9 o'clock I was on the couch. Next thing I knew, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, oh, where'd the time go? Well, that was fun.
So do you find it easier, harder, more of a challenge? I mean, going to bed or falling asleep after being on the tablet, or is there really no difference for you?
Well, I have my moments where I'm extremely overtired and I can't keep my eyes open and I just can't fall asleep. That's weird, you know. You want to go to sleep, you lay down in bed, and not on the couch, or once in a while I'll sleep on the floor because of my back. But, yeah, and I just won't fall asleep. It's like a little thing goes off in my head, ding, and I'm going, no, I need to go to sleep. You ain't going to sleep. I got to get up in 3-4 hours, and you ain't going to sleep. You know, so that's kind of how I live. I live on about 5 hours of sleep a night, and that's not straight through the night. If, like I say, if I go to bed at 9 and I wake up at 5, or I start my day at 5, I don't really get, you'd think, 6-7 hours of sleep. No, it's intermittent for a total of 5 hours.
I would put 5 hours. That would be like a bare minimum for me. If I get anything under that, I'm like zombie-like. It's just no fun. But, yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know how many times I've gone to bed, you know, and you're tired, of course. It might have been one of those, you know, 4.5-hour sleeps the night before, and you should be sleeping. I think what works for me is I just have to, like, make up my mind, like, tell the brain you're going to sleep now. And something that's worked for me over the years is I pretend I'm just staring into black. All I see is black. Keep any thoughts out of my head. And most of the time, that works pretty good. I mean, I know a lot of people count sheep or something, but it's never worked for me. I just see up like a black screen. No thoughts. Night-night.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've tried to sleep in darkened rooms, blind mask on, you know, eye mask to help darken the room. Doesn't help me at all. White noise machines, earplugs, you name it, and it doesn't matter. If I can't go to sleep, I can't go to sleep. But, you know, in the last 50 years plus, even my years in high school, since I've been out of high school for 50 years, is just the fact that that's the way I always was in school. You know, I'd get up for school and go to school, and, you know, Mom would ask me, how'd you sleep? I said, no, I was up all night, I didn't sleep at all, and blah, 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 blah. And she says, well, how are you going to get through the day? I said, I'll get through the day, I do it. And that's pretty much been my whole life. So, I don't know, I guess I'm just one of those that just don't need sleep. And I do everything I can, short of taking actual medication, sleep. I mean, I cut coffee out, I cut anything with caffeine out, done all those things. Doesn't make any difference.
Talking with you, it certainly doesn't seem like you're affected much. You seem pretty sharp. Your brain sounds like it's working pretty good. Yeah, if I get that little bit of sleep like that, I would be, I'd be suffering a little bit. But we all have our issues, don't we? Another beautiful day, I think. I got me 22 degrees over here on my back deck. I was like hoping to few weeks ago to do a little more trimming of some bushes and things, but I think it might be past that point, so I guess I can wait till spring.
Unless it's blocking your view or anything like that, or it's messing up with your radio signal, because you're not holding your radio straight up and down and, you know, getting it above those small trees and bushes that you didn't trim down like you were supposed to. Wait till spring. Not worth it.
It's definitely nothing pressing. It was fine. I was going to cut the grass again, too, one more time. But, yeah, I'm giving up on that too. Now I'm kind of thinking more, I might have to pull that snowblower out one of these days. You know, that I didn't use that at all last year. I thought, you know, I got a feeling there's not going to be much snow. And that was the case last year. But, yeah, I got this sneaky suspicion it's not going to work for me this year. But that's okay. I guess I got to keep that thing exercised once in a while. So far, so good. Next to no snow, I guess. Those folks on the west side. And I see Gaylord's just getting hammered a couple feet, maybe. And Bob up there, Sheboygan, he's got a lot of snow. Fun to play in, but I'm glad it's not here right now.
WRCY 565 for identification. Yeah, I got people up in Lewiston. Actually, I got two people up in Lewiston, and they're hit pretty good. Over the holiday weekend, I was up in Forester on Lake Huron, and there's only about just about 18 inches. And it's okay, but a couple of times it got warm and it started melting. And you go up Highway 25 from Port Huron up to Forester right along the coastline, and that road was tricky. I mean, there's alternate ways. You can take 19 and cross over at, what is it, 45, 46, 46 I think it is, and shoot across over towards Deckerville. But, it can get tricky out there rather quickly when the temperature is hovering right around, you know, above that freezing mark, and just mess up the roads. All right, well, it's almost 7 o'clock. I'm going to go jump in the shower, get my day going. I got to make a quick first of the month or first Tuesday of the month heart check across the street at the Beaumont Care Center and get that done. So I just heard your voice out there. I thought I'd say good morning and just have a great day. And, oh, by the way, Cozy Cabin opened up back up a couple weeks ago. Restaurant around the corner for me.
That's good news. They did get her back open again. Good deal. All righty. I'll talk with you another day. Enjoy your day. And talk to you later. WSBS 311.
Copy that. WRCY 565, we're clear.
WSFB 902. From WSFZ 793, thank you, round. WSFZ 793, clear.
WRBY 660.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, mobile and freezing, monitoring.
WSFD 793, monitoring. WSFD 902, you're loud.
WRAS 504, monitoring channel.
Roger.
WRFV 702, standing by. WRVD 690 Mobile.
WRVD 690 Base.
Hello again, and how is things going?
I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still doing homework. But, I mean, it's coming along. And I still be finished at some point in time. And other than that, everything's okay.
Copy that. Well, things ready to hit 96. Eastbound.
Kind of early for Tuesday, ain't it?
Okay, I got noise in here. You want to repeat that?
I said it's kind of early for Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes and no. They're like cutting back on the hours on their intake.
Yeah. Okay.
should be there by 2:15, 2:20.
Okay, because we might as well do Walmart today then, because I forgot Whitley, not Whitley. Sorry, I got to work tomorrow.
Okay, give me a cell call. Give me a call. It's kind of hard to hear you on the freeway.
Okay. WR Victor, it's 98.
Roger that. WRVV690 mobile clear.
WRVV690 base, good afternoon. This is WSFA972. Good afternoon. I'm here in Lapeer. I just got myself a new Nagoya for my little Bofang in my truck, and was just wondering how I was getting out today.
WS.
Much appreciated. WSFW542 clear. WSFW542 standing by.
WRMZ640.
WRMZ640 from WRCY565. You still on this side of the world, or are you over on the dark side of the world? Or actually, go light side. This is the dark side.
I am over here. So I'm at the east side, but I'm going to have to bow out really quickly, Mr. Don. But things are kind of quiet in the radio world, and I figured, okay, I'll try talking over here and see if any of my friends come back. How you doing? And after that, I have got to go because I promised Mama lunch, and she's been here 10 minutes or so waiting for me.
Copy that. Tell her I said hello. And the only reason why I called out to you is because I haven't heard you on this side in such a long time. I actually had to look up the call sign to see who it was. So that's even more embarrassing. All right. Enjoy lunch. Yeah. Whose call sign is that? I had to look it up and it was you. I guess I'm getting old. I don't know. Short-term memory loss. I've been having a lot of that lately. Have a great day. Good hearing from you. Take care. WRCY565 clear.
Very good. Pleasure talking to you. And your radio sounds really good, buddy. So, yeah, I was seeing if I could get a rise out of Jack. All right. She's here. I chat later. WRMZ640.
WSCI 783 mobile to home. Copy.
WSFW 542, standing by. WSET 544 monitoring. WSFW 542, how you doing today?
Good, I'm just trying to stay warm. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I'm in Lapeer. It's not too bad here. Where are you at?
I'm up just west of Owasso.
Roger that. Well, you having a good day?
Yeah, just wrapping it up, getting ready to call it here before too long, and then relax for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's my plan too. My wife's got me out getting a love seat. So after that, I'm going to go home and sit on it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might go grab a bite to eat or something. I haven't been out much, so I don't know. I'm not feeling real people-y either.
I'm familiar. My name's Doug, WSFW 542, clear.
Yep, my name is John, WSET 544, clear and monitoring.
WRBY 660.
Station 660. WIUG 88. Copy.
Jack's coming in with a ton of noise.
I don't sound good.
All right, that was better.
Because I'm speaking through the mic, that's why. How are you doing today, anyhow?
I'm I'm good. What changed with your setup, though?
What, changing what?
I said, did you change something with your setup?
You know, sometimes I talk right on the mic, and sometimes not. A little bit off from the mic. That's why.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that one was crystal clear.
What you do is just get off of work. I'm sure of that. And then you're glad probably get off right now from work.
Yep, just got on to 53 northbound, and I have a 24-mile drive to get back to where I need to go.
It's a little bit longer drive, Roger.
Yeah, it's definitely not right around the corner.
Well, you know what? That is the best. 25 years ago, I used to drive from Oak Park all the way to the border of Ohio. We had a dollar store there in Adrian, Michigan, and I used to drive it every day.
How many miles is that?
I would say about maybe 55, 60 miles. That's one way, not two ways.
Yeah, that's a hike. I do 29 each way, and it's about my limit for what I'd be willing to do every day.
I know what you're saying, but you're sounding good, Roger.
Good, I'm glad. I just realized that I was high power into my amp, so I turned it down. Hopefully you didn't notice any change whatsoever, though.
A little bit changed, that's all. Roger.
Yeah, I still don't have my radio back from you, too, so I'm hoping I'll get that within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Now, how did you do deer hunting?
I only shot one opening day, and I'm hoping I'm going to go out this weekend, but I haven't been out since. So I've got three more tags, four more tags. I bought a handful of tags, so I'll get out hopefully this weekend and shoot another one or two, and then I think I'll probably call it a season. I really don't feel like sitting out in this weather. I mean, today's 38, that's not bad, but I don't really care for the cold, and I'm shooting deer for friends and not necessarily for me, so I'm going to do it on my time if I want to.
Hey, Lord, it was so cold out 3, 4 nights ago. It was unbelievable, and here it was 22-degree weather it was that night. Roger.
Winter came quick. It was fall, and then like every other year, you blink and it's over. And now we're, you know, water's freezing. We were going to go hunt on the lake this weekend, and we can't even do that. All the launches are getting choked up with ice.
Yeah, probably I couldn't imagine. You're way over there where you at. Well, that way. It'll drop down too. Roger.
I can do the cold. It's when it's super windy is what the killer is. I can't stand when that stuff starts ripping through you and pulling all the heat out of you.
Yeah, when the it blowing? Oh man, you cannot stop it. It keep blowing, then it'll stop. Then another layer comes in. Keep it blowing, and it keep it blowing. I felt that, believe me. Well, we used to go up north all the time.
I even wear all the Gore-Tex windproof stuff and then, like, the main layers will keep the wind off you, but if you got any sort of opening, the wind finds its way in and starts sucking heat out. So, yeah, I think I'm about done hunting for the year, and just going to stay inside, play radio, play video games, wait for spring.
God, I don't blame you for that. I would not go outside anymore because, well, hey, you know what? These 3-4 days coming up, they said it's going to be in the 40s, so I don't know how cold it's going to be where you're at, but that's what they said this morning on TV. Roger?
We'll see. I hope it doesn't get too warm. I don't want everything to melt and then get gross again. I'm still getting mud off of my truck from the last 2 weeks.
And they said west of us, you know, like by Grand Rapids and all that, that's where they're catching all that hell that's snow up that way. Roger?
That lake effect is no joke. When I went to school at Ferris, man, we got all kinds of snow because of that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, now we got to wait till summer. I mean, get out there to the park. Roger?
I'm looking forward to it. I hope I get some more time to go. All the large stuff is always when I'm hunting. I do a lot of varmint hunting in the summer, so if I've got free time, that's usually what I'm doing. And it's, you know, I'm not exactly close to any of the parks. I'm not close to Metro Park at all, and I'm definitely a little bit closer to Stony, but not that close. And if I go to a park and I want to play radio, it's generally going to be to do POTA.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. No, I don't mind. I went to the park about 3 times when the guys was out there. I went 3 times out that way this year. Roger?
I looked it up the other day. I don't think I've been to a park since, like, March of last year. But you're going to need to get your general so you can go out there and operate portable. It's a good time.
You believe I missed that by one? I missed that, what is it, about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, 3 weeks ago I missed it by one. And I went out this Monday over here by me and Troy. It was a swap shop, and I missed it by 5. I mean, there's about, out of 35, you can miss 9. And 3 weeks ago, I missed it 10, not 9, but it was 10. But Monday, I missed it with 14. That means 5.
Are you using the flashcards on hamstudy.org and taking all the practice tests?
Believe that I bought that flashcard. It was what, 6 months ago, and I have not used them. I should use them too to find out. But I'm sitting in a ham study all the time.
That's what I use for my tech and my general. And if I ever work up the motivation to get my extra, I'll probably do the same. It's a good resource. I think if you hit it hard, it helps a lot. I focused on it for about a day nonstop and took the test the next day or the same day while it was all fresh. Less chance of forgetting stuff. If I had to take the same test now, I don't know how well I would do. I probably wouldn't do as well as I did initially, but, it's basically a license to practice. So once you get your license, you start messing around with stuff and learning things and doing your own research and figuring your own things out. And I think back to when I got my first FT-60 and my license after taking the test, and I talked to Sean and Professor Don on the Romeo repeater, and I barely even knew how to use the radio. And now, I can go do CODA and make my own antennas and things like that. So it's basically a license to practice, unfortunately. So it's a cost of entry, and once you get past that, it gets way more fun.
It is, let me ask you, how do you do the flashcard? What's the easy way to do it? In the morning, afternoon, or midnight, or at night, or how do you do it?
When I took my technician test, I started the morning of, and I just hammered out flashcards all day. I think I spent 4 or 5 hours on my phone just going through the flashcards until I was proficient in each category, and then I would do the practice test. And then once I was getting over 90 in the practice test, I knew I was good to go. So that's how I got tech, and in general, I did something similar. I think I started studying in like an afternoon. I was scheduled to test the next day, and then I woke up and I studied some more in the morning, and then I took the test. So, I'll try to block out like a day or two to just study and test. That way it's all fresh. But it worked for me. I doubt I'm going to be able to pull that off for extra. But, truth is, at this point, I have no desire to get extra, just because I know that it's a lot more studying and comprehension of the material rather than just, kind of remembering verbiage and things like that.
Oh, now I see what you're saying. You know what? I like it in the morning because you're fresh when you wake up and all that. You don't have anything on your mind. And by the time in the afternoon, you get all those things on your mind. You gotta go out in the garage. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. And I think in the morning it's the best thing to do. But you know what? I'm gonna use those flashcards. I think I'm gonna start using them. And I'm gonna use that ham study. They have a test now. They put a test in it. And I'm gonna take those tests. I took one test and I fell with five. But you know what? Now I'm gonna take another. Keep taking those tests. And if you keep taking those tests, I'm sure 100% I'll pass.
Yeah, it's doable for sure. You just gotta, it's different for everyone, right? Like, I kind of did the same thing through school, and I just learned what I had to get by, and kind of how my career is too, right? I work in IT, so I gotta learn new stuff every day as quick as I can. So it's everyone's different. But yeah, hamstudy.org, the app, that's what I used. I think it was invaluable, and that's how I was able to get both my licenses. The only thing I wish I would have done differently was get them both at the same time. I think it would have been easier to understand the general material because it's pretty much the same as the technician. I don't know. Keep at it, man. It's worth it. I enjoy it. I got to take a hiatus every now and then because it's like anything else. You can burn yourself out, but there's just so many things you can do once you have a general license.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know what? I'm going to really keep going on it, and I'm gonna try to maybe by the end of this week take another test online and see what happened. Roger.
Yep, keep at it. Good luck. When you get to the ham world, it's a little more formal. There's a little bit more etiquette on the repeaters, but very similar concept, you know, same conversations and whatnot. A lot less radio checks. But, yeah, keep at it, keep testing, and eventually you'll pass, and I think it's worth it. But I'm going to clear out here, Jack. I'm getting pretty far north, so I'm going to clear out for the rest of my drive before I start getting too scratchy, and I'll catch up with you later. I'll be clear after yours. WRVY 660.
Dakota, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, Blade 8.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra
810
saying hello.
Yeah, how you doing this afternoon?
Too terrible. Trying to stay warm and dodge snowflakes.
Are we gonna snowflakes be, over that way?
Yeah, it's not really anything, just a little
flake
here and there.
Oh, there's nothing here where I am in Rochester Hills. Anyhow, so you're sounding good, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm on the Saginaw machine, and I'm just outside of Saginaw right now. I was down your way yesterday. I went down to East Point. So I kind of went down your way.
Yeah, well, I wasn't home yesterday all day either, but I was in and out. Then I had to go get some gas for a car and get some gas, mix it with two cycle for the snowblower because I don't know when it's going to hit the snow, when it's not. So I decided to do that yesterday.
Roger that. Adulting sucks.
It is. When that wind was blowing yesterday, too, when I was at the pump. I couldn't stand it. And you know what? I just sit in the car till I got 1 gallon. Then I have to fill up the truck. That's why it was a little bit windy. Maybe because the canopy they got out there, that's why it makes it windy.
It could be. I mean, it wasn't awful when I was out last night. It was cold, but not really windy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. Good talking to you. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Jack, you too. Pleasure chatting with you once again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48. Copy. Yes, the station 544 is not out there. WIUG 48, I'm a clear.
Thank you.
WSUI 842.
Radio check. Can you hear me, John? WSTI 847 WSTI 847 WIUG 48 copy. WIUG 48 clear. Because that's all I understand. 795, Roger. Amazon. Now, are you on a handheld? If you're on a handheld, and if you're by the window, hold the handheld straight up in the air, and you should be able to be clear. Roger? Mobile, yeah, I know you had 50-watt radio there. If you're in the mobile, Nagoya 72, that is the best antenna out there for mobile. Roger?
Yeah, I couldn't find out.
I see what you're saying. Well, the Nagoya 72, that is a magnet mount antenna, and you don't get that on Amazon. You get it on the Better Radio or something like that. They have them. Roger? Close to the building or something like that. Roger?
moving tomorrow. I'm going to be back up. Now it's a hot season, so I'm going to be moving back up, going back up to the cabin tomorrow. And I'll shout out to you guys around tomorrow. And I'll give that big shout out to my son, who's still watching for his work. I always do. You guys talk to. Thanks a lot, Jack. I'm going to be taking out the cold out here. It's looking at the 795. It's Mike, and I'll be over and out.
No problem. I'll be on tomorrow. And also, there's Bob out there, 544. He's in Sheboygan. You know, maybe a little bit of clear by you over that way, anyhow. Well, good to hear you and good talking to you. We'll talk tomorrow, anyhow. WIUG 48. WRUG 48, WRFX 966. Well, hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Jack. Leaving the house on my way to the bowling alley. My night of recreation, Roger.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So how's work?
Well, the boss said I might go back on midnight for 2 weeks. Next week, I don't know exactly for sure. They haven't posted anything, but if they're going to start playing this game, I don't want to play.
Brian, I don't blame you anyhow. But you sound ain't good, Roger.
Yeah, I'm using my Wookson in the car with my 701.
You do, he just got cut off.
I'm on my Wookson, 935X, 905X, I don't remember. And I got my Nagoya 701 antenna, Roger.
I see what you're saying. Is that a Magna Mount 701 and Nagoya?
No, it's a short antenna for the walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Well, the Wookson is a good radio, let me tell you. And that antenna is not bad at all. That 701 Nagoya either, you know. But I see a little bit better, you know, with the 771. If you have one of these, put that one on. You know, that way you don't fade out sometime. Roger?
It's kind of difficult using a 701 inside the truck while you're driving, because then I can't hold the radio up to my mouth, because the antenna's too long. Roger?
Brian, get you Mike. You'll do a lot better with the mic. Anyhow, but the mic is not much, really. Maybe about $20, something like that. Get you one of them mic. I think it's better. But anyhow, you're doing okay. You know what I mean? But you get, what you do is just hold your hand straight, and you'll do a lot better.
Yeah, well, I can't complain. Moving along in a truck with a short antenna, and I'm doing okay. But, yeah, no, I took the radio out of the truck because of, you know, parking it at work. I don't want to leave it in the truck. But, I'll figure out something else.
give me another radio that's really easily hidden, and I think I know how I'm going to mount my antenna permanently when I do, so it'll be easier instead of them just walking up, grabbing the antenna, smashing the window, taking the radio, if you know what I mean.
Brian, I know exactly what you're saying. It happened before to me 20 years ago. They took a couple CB out of my truck anyhow. They broke in and took some of that anyhow. You're sounding good. Like I say, now you came out a little bit better than before. I don't know what you did. You probably sent your hand straight up, which is good. Very, very excellent audio. Roger.
Well, I was getting on 696, so that the windshield was kind of pointing towards Mount Clemens. I am using the Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
Hey, you're doing okay. So now you're going to go bowling a little bit?
Yeah, I'm heading to 14 in Garfield. My bowling league night is tonight. Go have my fun and socialize with my friends.
That's good. Have a good time, Brian. And good talking to you. And we'll see you Saturday anyhow. Roger.
Well, I hope to be there Saturday. I don't know what work's gonna do. If they're talking about putting on a third shift, they might start up working Saturdays again. I don't know. I have no clue. But we'll figure this out. Roger.
Down the line, we'll figure some out. Take care, Brian. Hey, good talking to you. Really good talking to you. I'll catch you a little bit later. WIUG 88.
Have yourself a good evening, Jack. Always a pleasure talking to you. WRFX 966. Stand by.
Brian.
Yes, sir.
In the summertime, what Professor Don told me, in the summertime, when you have a handheld in your car, stick the window out a little bit. That's what he told me. Because one day I was in West Brookfield, and he said, it's better that way. So, except to you. It's too, I know it's too cold. To roll that window, I don't blame you at all. Take care, Brian. WIUG 88.
Have to worry about static. I don't know if you'd be able to understand me with the heat chattering. Roger. WRFX 966. Trying to get SC8, 380.
Station 380, how you doing?
Hanging in there, Jack. I just experimented with this TV20. I put it on low power. They're coming through all right.
Coming all right, but a little bit scratches. But put it on medium, because I'm on the medium, and I sound always good on the medium.
Okay, that's on medium now.
That's good. That is actually good. Roger.
Well, thank you, Jack. I'm kind of experimenting. I told you before I have a magnet mount, Nagoya magnet mount on my stove. I have it in the horizontal orientation. is parallel with the floor, and yet it's hitting the receiver. Are you sounding good right now? You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 38.
10-4, you also got WSDA CA0 monitoring.
Station 544. Station out there, 544. WIUG 38, copy.
Yeah.
I guess Bobby's not out there. WIUG 38, clear.
WSBS 311.
Hello, hello. Go ahead.
I'm just leaving.
Enough time. Don't you wonder what I'm doing? I'm studying a few different things here. I'm sure you're curious.
Not.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm kind of used to that. No, I was just trying to figure out why, you know, out of all of these picks that, what's his name there, is going for his cabinet, he overlooked somebody that, God, I don't know, he must not be available, this Terrence Howard dude. I've just been listening to some of his interview where they're on a Joe Rogan sometime. What a nut job. Perfect candidate for some government position, I would think. Over. So apparently you really aren't very interested in that. Over.
Yeah, I got nothing. So, I don't know, probably 10 minutes, I'll be there. Did you make the vegetable soup?
No, I did not. I'm afraid I didn't make up anything, so we're going to have to wing it. I will say that little, I swapped out that antenna. You're sounding crystal clear right now.
So are you.
Thanks for noticing. Okay, drive careful. We'll figure something out when you get here. What do you feel like? Anything particular?
Nope, I don't have any idea.
Okay, I'll talk to you a little bit.
WSGN 887, standby.
WSBS 311.
23 to Mobile 3, copy.
This is 783, I copy.
Very good. Yeah, it's a little staticky, but I got you.
Yeah, it's a little static on my end, too. I don't think it was the best conditions today.
You have to give me a longer antenna.
It could never hurt.
I just got to remember to take it off before I'm back in the garage, otherwise it makes a bit of a mess.
You're still using that Midland Shores antenna, aren't you?
That's a permanent antenna. That makes it a little less painful when I'm back in the garage and get on about it.
All right, roger that. Yeah, you're still, you're breaking up more now. I'll, talk to you about WSCI 783. I'm clear after your final.
Very good, sir. And I will, place that big face on.
WSET 544, monitoring.
WSET 544, WQZJ 969, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm cutting out a little bit, but I'm headed east towards the repeater, so it should clear up.
So you're still downstate, correct?
Correct. I'll be down here the rest of the week, probably next week too.
I know before we got cut off or cut out last night, I thought you said that work had picked up. Maybe it was for your brother-in-law instead.
It picked up a little bit, but when he says it picked up, it's not as good as it should be. It's definitely not enough for me. They're running it. They're not having any issues. They have fun out here learning this, so really feels that can't hurt.
Well, it's good you got a little bit picking up anyway.
Just know that I won't be building any grand pianos.
That's okay. You don't know how to play it anyway.
Can't be that hard. I've seen videos of cats doing it on the internet. I mean, come on.
That is true. That is true. Hey, did Chris say how much snow you guys got there?
Oh, she's going out to blow snow right now. I told her to just use the tractor, fucking drag it. She's done 5 minutes, but, you know, she's stubborn and doesn't feel well. She did good spot, but yeah. And I know the shop's gotten quite a bit. They keep getting, there's another 12 inches coming, I guess.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that we're supposed to get a bunch more, because we haven't hardly got any up here. I mean, I might have 2, 3, maybe 4 inches on the ground in spots, but not anything like you guys got.
Right, because normally you guys get a lot of that lake effect.
Yeah, and so far this year, it has either went above us or below us. It hasn't hit us at all.
Crazy, because, yeah, normally it goes around us because we're in the valley, but we've been dumped on. I mean, it's bad. And, of course, the ground is free, so that makes it harder for clearing it, especially with that sand I've got out there.
Yeah, I was really hoping for, like, a week of, like, sub-zero temperatures before we got snow. That would have been pretty nice.
It's been pretty nice. It was 36 down here, and we had a few snowflakes about an hour ago. That's it. It's dry.
Yeah, I could get into that without any problem.
We're hoping this continues because we got a house build coming down the pipe like real soon. So kind of hoping the weather holds off down here a little bit. I don't care about the cold, but the snow and ice is tough to stay away.
Yeah, you can work in the cold pretty efficiently doing carpentry, but the ice and snow, that starts to bog things down pretty heavy.
All our work now has been inside. We cut some concrete out to get down to some pipes because we're putting a bathroom in a basement, and they're basically making living space. I think an elderly family member is coming to move in. So, yeah, it's been interesting. We're on the downhill stride now, though.
Well, that's good. It's always good to be on the downhill side anyway.
And I'll tell you what, doing that concrete, it gets in your hair a little bit, and I mean, I've washed my hair twice and it still feels like it's gritty, hard, like concrete-y kind of.
That gray and white stuff, that's just you getting old, that's not the concrete.
Oh, my bad. I thought that was wisdom that caused white hair.
Heck no, I still have good color.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know. No, I am thoroughly enjoying this. I've always wanted to learn, and this has been a really fun experience, just a little bit we've done. And it's actually keeping me a little more physical, so I'm staying healthier, getting in shape a little bit, so I'm not mad about that either.
Yeah, it's kind of a different thing than being on your feet wrenching all day. I mean, yeah, we're up and we're walking all the time and this and that and the other thing, but it's still not physical like it is, you know, swinging a hammer.
Someone still has to hold that nail gun, lift that 2x12. I know there's some equipment for that, but when you're small like us, I mean, it's just the three of us. Usually just the two of us actually running around doing his thing, and Stone and I are hard at work finishing the job up, but yeah, I really enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it.
thinking maybe a career changer?
Well, I wanted to build a business so that I didn't have to be there, you know, and I've got the quality right now, but, you know, Brian's old enough that he's not going to be around forever, and if it gets busy again, obviously I have to be there, but he does a great job. I don't even question, I don't have to worry about it, you know, and Nina does too, so Justin's running the office. I don't get phone calls anymore about, what about this, what about that? He just handles it. So they're an awesome team. They're my A team.
That's what I mean. You could branch off and, you know, have the automotive side and then the construction side.
I can build my employees' houses.
Could be the answer to Northern Michigan's housing shortage.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I'm not that motivated.
Oh, I think you are.
For the right amount of money, I could be, yeah. There's a little bit of motivation there. I'm still young enough. I'll adjust.
Yep, you gotta get into it before you get too old. Once you get to my age, it's hard to learn those new tricks.
No, I think your significant other there is, she's probably taught you some new tricks. Or at least, you just went to the garage and let it go, maybe. That's what it was.
That's way more accurate.
Look at all the fun we have with the radio. So, I mean, it's a win-win, right?
Oh, you don't have to try and sell me on it. I'm already there.
I love the fact that we can do this. I honestly, I'd rather grab my mic and use this than I would pick up my cell phone any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, I would, too. I mean, even with all the little idiosyncrasies and maybe not coming in all that clear and this and that and the other thing, it's still way better in my book.
USCP 544. Yeah, and speaking of books, I actually, I'm about a quarter of the way through that GMRS book, so a lot of basic stuff first. Hopefully it breaks down some things that maybe I don't already know and can learn some more about it.
Well, I found a set of books I'm going to save up for. And I went ahead and paid the money and joined the ARRL with a membership there and blah, 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 blah. And with doing that, they give you the opportunity to buy this. It's a set of four or five hardbound books, but I mean, it covers radio from start to finish, everything in between, whatever you want to know, it's there.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of read time, and they're probably fairly thick books, I would assume.
They are, but I'm getting to that point where I have a lot of time to read.
Is retirement in your future soon, sir? You deserve it. You've earned it.
Come again on that. You broke up a little bit there towards the end.
Retirement on your horizon, because I think you've earned it.
Yep, I think realistically I'm within 5 years.
See, if you get this all figured out by then, you know, and I'm still working, before I retire, then you'll have all this knowledge and I don't have to read the books, right? Can we do that?
Sure, we can do that. I'm not a Haas information gatherer.
I'm still pretty stoked about getting into the ham stuff. As soon as I've done that GMRS book, like I say, it's not a real thick book. Once I get done with that one, I'm going to do the ham one and see how fast I can get my test taken.
Well, when you start looking towards that stuff, if you go to the ARRL website, there's, and I could show you, I can't talk you through it, but there's, if you look around in there, there's a spot where they give testing sites and dates and stuff like that, which is really pretty good. But then, too, when you get ready to, think you're ready to test, let me know, because I'll get on a couple of these nets, 2-meter nets they have. A lot of these clubs will just do a testing site and a testing day, but won't necessarily have it on that website.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Like I said, I would say we're probably going to be January, February before I finish it. Depends on how busy I am. Being down here, I have a lot of read time after work, so, you know, maybe it'll be sooner.
Yeah, well, once you get through reading it, and that, and you know, and I'll answer any questions I can. I don't know a whole lot, but whatever knowledge I have, you're welcome to. Once you get through reading it, you know, get someplace where you can take practice tests and really start taking practice tests. So you get a pretty good percentage on that, and then you'll be no problem.
Yeah, no, that guy that was in the shop here a couple weeks ago when we were talking about a radio, he was big into it. I think I mentioned it to you, and he said they pull from a pool of like 430 questions, but the test isn't that long. So there's a lot of variations of what questions you could actually get stuck with.
WSTY842.
UZJ969. Hey, Josh, let's give a couple-minute break in case somebody else wants to use a repeater, and then we will come back, okay?
Copy that.
Hey, real simple about that pool. The question pool that's out there is the question pool. For the technician, the 35 question is going to be those questions. So if you're studying the current exam, that's the exam that goes out to the VEs when they do their test. So, as best I know, I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure, like back in the old days, the VEs administered a test that was already pre-configured from the pool. And they would change that pool once in a great while, but it's not that big of a deal.
You said it's only 35 questions?
For the technician, yes.
Well, that doesn't seem too bad. I think I can probably manage that.
There's a website and there's apps that are free that will help you get on there. And just about every ham out there wants more hams. So people are developing stuff to get you to pass that test easier. It is, you know, I'm a broadcast engineer, and I have to study in my general because the questions are wackadoodle on the general that get me, you know, what bands can you do this and that on, stuff like that. Well, I got an FM station that I take care of, so it's going to be the same thing all the time. And use process of elimination also, you know, if they say on 2 meters, the repeater offset is going to be XXX, or a AA battery is 1.5 volts, a 9-volt battery is 9 volts. I mean, it's not going to be that stupidly easy, but some of the questions really are. Process of elimination.
Okay, I appreciate the input. Like I say, I haven't done any ham anything. I started the GMRS radio probably 2, maybe 3 months ago. Finally got my base station tuned in, and I'm mobile right now. I finally got this tuned in and working fairly well too. So I'm just getting to where I'm comfortable with that. So I'll be starting the ham here shortly.
Well, I know we got somebody else on the radio also. So the biggest thing about ham radio and GMRS radio, it's and it is identical. You know, I've been listening for a long time to get a talk. I got a good laugh out of some of that stuff, which is why we're listening to this anyways. When I listen to that stuff, because, you know, it's boring. Though sometimes things are boring, and you're like, wrap it up already. But so what? It's a public system that's been put on by a group of great gentlemen who've made it wonderful for us to communicate long ranges on even handheld radios. And I'm very appreciative to the MIA crew, which I've known those guys, well, I've known a few of those guys for a lot of years, man. But anyway, we'll give it to the other fellow that's out there. This is Travis, WSUA842. I've got a radio, GMRS and ham radio shop out in Washington.
Did you say Owasso, Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sitting in Walmart right now. I'm on the Flint repeater. I actually live up north, but I'm down here working. Whereabouts is your shop at? I used to live down here, so I'm pretty familiar with it.
203 West Main Street. I also bought the Radio Shack and the cell phone company out there.
What are your hours of operation over there?
11:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. You can have valuable customer service and knowledgeable staff.
Yeah, you don't have to try and sell me that hard. I'll probably swing in anyways.
Yeah, sorry, my apologies to the gentleman that's out there on the kit. I've been doing a ton of research on my military radio collection. I think I'm going to sell out my prick radios. I've been working really hard on building a 6-meter repeater just so I could use them. And then I went over to eBay and found out that they're like gold. So off they go. But we have very nice amateur / GMRS UHF antennas. I have those made in China. I'm not going to lie. We import those. They come with everything you want. They come with mounting hardware, the whole nine yards. I have a B&A kit over there that does an analyzer, and it maps the antenna's good points. So it's super sexy in ham radio UHF, and it's wonderful sexy in UHF GMRS. We got all kinds of other stuff. We got mobiles, handhelds, negotiables, everything you can imagine.
Is there any chance you were on, was it Sunday, maybe? I think I talked to a guy that had a shop. It was breaking in and out, but I might have been talking to you if you were on.
Probably.
Well, you piqued my interest. I this has turned into an addiction, so I will probably stop in there this week yet.
It sounds good. We also have hand microphones for the Bofangs, the Kuiswang, the pretty much the everythings. And we carry a wide variety of stuff. I'm getting more and more stuff in daily. You know, we're a service center as well. We repair radios. I'm trying to teach my other guy there who's good at soldering. I teach him the aspect of radio repair. I do the alignments and I tell him how to solder up for me, and he does all that. But he hasn't gotten the graces of the ceramic screwdrivers yet because we're going to start realigning some radios. I do a lot of Motorola adjustments and put Motorolas on GMRS or handband.
Yeah, no, I will definitely swing in there. That's interesting. We don't have, up where we're at, we don't have anybody that has a shop. for that. I didn't even know there were any around, really.
Yeah, well, without being a UHF pig, I'll head it to the other station that's out there. I'm sure his finals have cooled down by now. This is WSCY 842. Name's Travis. And I'll pass it to the other gentleman who's sitting on the side.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Travis, that sounds super interesting. So, Josh, when you swing over there, you need to make a good mental list of things, especially his military comms equipment.
Are we thinking maybe a day off work and a field trip?
Well, potentially, but if you're going to be down there, I mean, hey.
I understand. I know exactly what you're getting at. I will keep my eyes peeled and make record for you.
FYI, most of my military good stuff is at my QTH, or better known as my house. That's that Q code. You're going to have that on your hand exam. The Q codes are good to learn. Don't worry about the Morse code. It's gone. But your Q codes, you want to know those. And your phonetics. It might ask you a phonetics question, but I don't think they do anymore. I was a ham back. I started ham radio in early 96. So, but I've got 7725 tank radio, 50 watt. VHF and other stuff. I've got PRC-127s, PRC. I do have a bunch of PRCs at the shop that are handheld VHF. And then I have 68s. I got those at the shop. And what else is that? Lots of stuff, a whole bunch.
Josh, when you're over there, if you could get his contact information, like an email or something, I think he and I could talk a little bit.
Well, if he doesn't want to do that over the airways, I think I can do that for you.
That doesn't bother me. Ready to copy, let me know.
BCJ-969, I am ready to copy.
810-577-3524.
Okay, copy that. And your name is Travis, correct?
Indeed. On the internet, I'm Shem Boondoggle.
All right, got it. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm always happy to help anybody get on the air. And I've got way too much radio equipment.
And
is there
Josh,
such a thing?
He was spot on with the testing and that. I do know they just last year they changed the pool. So if you're going to buy a book, make sure that it's for the current pool. Most books will tell you what year and pool date that they're for. Just make sure that that's up to date.
Just use the free software. Don't buy fire starting materials.
Copy that. All right, guys, I am. I gotta go and do some chopping real quick, so I'm gonna cut it off here. Chris, I will talk to you another day, probably this one evening this night again. And Travis, I appreciate the information. I will be swinging by the shop one day this week. WSET 544, clear.
Look forward to seeing you. Make sure you make yourself known, because sometimes we have certain travelers that have extra permissions to see things.
Okay, Josh, good to talk to you. And, yes, we'll be talking later this week. Travis, it was nice to make your acquaintance. I got to run, too. I got to go catch some dinner. But thank you both for the chat, and look forward to talking with you both in the future. WQZJ 969. Good.
You betcha, gentlemen. Yep, have a good one. This is WSTY 842 and stationary. WSFV 853, WSCY 842. Trust me, you guys, coax on.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
WSEV 387 is monitoring.
WLDC 87 point Wagyu Tap.
WOZZ 873 standing by. WOZZ 873 radio check.
good.
Come on. Hey, that sucker. Right there.